Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners, and lounge lizards.
Where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio. Tomorrow, I'll find what I call home.
Until tomorrow, but you know I'm free to roam. It's called America. It's called United States of America. They're going to call America and get our next guest up. And I'm doing it in a rather shoddy way because I heard his podcast the other day where he was doing a phone out and it was shoddy. So I'm trying to make him feel at home. Let's see if DJ Doug Pound is around. Oh, it's ringing. It's ringing. That's a bonus. Hey, is that Doug?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Doug, this is Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. You're live on Talk Radio in the UK. How you doing, man?
Hello.
You are.
Are you driving?
I'm doing great. I'm driving, but I'm going to stop driving in a second.
This is well, hang on a minute. This is kind of what I expected from you, is kind of just bumbling along and shoddy workmanship. Because I've been listening to your podcast, man.
Oh, yeah? Thank you.
I listen. I'm a big fan.
Oh, he's obsessed with it, Doug.
Well, not obsessed. Let's not get
carried. Yeah, he's totally weird about it.
Shut up. I've been listening a lot recently, and I've just was listening today to an episode from a few weeks ago where you were doing a phone-out show where people had sent in their phone numbers and you were phoning out to the callers, the pound puppies, you call them, because it's the pound cast is the podcast. And the first call is this woman, and she answers, and he goes, "Hello, this is Doug Pound from the pound cast." She goes, "Yeah, I'm working. Can you call back later?"
Wow, rude.
And they just puts the phone down on you.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. These pound puppies are ridiculous.
Hey, listen, man, it's so nice to talk to you. I've been tweeting loads of your clips and loads of your videos and things today. And I'm struggling. I don't know what I should describe you as, because you're a filmmaker, you do comedy, but it's not really stand-up. You do you do editing, you do sound effects. You've got a great sound effect of a car going, the car door slamming shut there. How do you describe yourself?
You know, I mean, I don't want to... Shit, hold on. my alarm is going off now, jeez.
Did we call you at the right time? This was the time we arranged, wasn't it?
It was. I'm sorry. I was actually shooting a video, and I was rushing back, and it went longer than expected.
That's all right, man. That's fine.
I'm done now, and I'm home, and everything's chill right now.
Good. All right, chill. Everyone just chill.
I don't know. I to be honest, I hate like describing myself.
Yeah.
You know, that's, I just like to say I do comedy. You know, I just do comedy. I do funny stuff in various mediums, but like most of it is like, you know, it's supposed to be funny.
And it is funny. Me and Kath were watching some of your videos today. They're messed up, would you say, Catherine?
Well, I mean...
They're dark.
The second one I saw had the science penis, which, you know, wasn't the logical conclusion I was waiting for, but yeah, it was a good conclusion. I'm not complaining about it. And then there was another one about fluids in a pool. Yeah, so...
Oh, this,
yeah.
I tell you what is beautiful, right? And I love... I do want to talk about the editing, because I'm a bit... I found you through Tim and Eric, and we had Tim and Greg on this show last year when they came over. And my boys, who are very young, they're 6 and 8, I've started showing them bits of Tim and Eric. And then I'll have to pause it or fast forward it because it will get really, really rude, right? But the thing they find the funniest is your work in it. They love the freeze frames. They love the zooming in. They love the, you know, in inverted commas, bad editing. They love the sound effects, like when someone's blinking and it'll make like a scratch. They love all of that. And that's pretty much you, isn't it, on Tim and Eric, doing that?
Well, I did a lot of that for sure. There was a few of us that it is John Kreisel, the director. We just try to make each other laugh. And, you know, sometimes you got to add a little bit of spice. Well, the cool thing about that was I've done videos. I've messed with like remixing commercials and like remixing footage and like before I ever met them. Yeah. So when I started working with them, I would kind of like put in some super, super silly sound effect or like, you know, freeze frame thing or whatever. And just to see if I can make them laugh or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're not going to go for this, but then they always like, to my delight, they would be super into it and push that more. So yeah. then we went more and more in that direction.
Having worked a bit in TV and made, you know, little films and programs, you editing is where it's at, man. That's where the magic happens. I've sat in editing rooms. I can't do it. And I've sat in editing rooms and it's like someone doing a spell because they've got all this raw footage and suddenly they've got a 3-minute sequence that is hilarious and is infinitely better than the footage you've given them. How did you get into it, Doug? What was it that drew you to that as opposed to, you know, and I know you act and I know you direct, but what was it that drew you to the editing?
I don't know. I just thought it was so fun when I first started doing it. It was almost like, you're right, it was like this magic trick I could do.
Yeah.
And I just kind of had a knack for it. Like immediately I just knew how to put, I just knew how to put clips together, and I had you kind of have to have a sense of rhythm, I think, and yeah. Like editing is like it's like very rhythmic, you know. So, and I played drums and stuff, and I was in bands, and I don't know, like I just there's something musical about it that I just was drawn to. I don't really know. It was just something I liked. It's just something fun to do.
I'm guessing because that is your thing. You would have a really hard time handing over stuff to someone else to do it because you know exactly what you want from it.
Yeah. I mean, as far as like anything of mine, I would have to just edit it myself.
Yeah, it would drive you nuts, wouldn't it, giving it to someone else?
Yeah, well, I'll give him a shot.
Yeah, but you're going to hate it. I tell you why I know, because when we do stuff, I edit it, and I would never, ever trust anyone else to do it. And I would have to really sort of sit on my hands if I was going to let someone have a go at it.
Did you, Doug, work on the Magic for Human series?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Which one's that?
The Nathan, not Nathan Field. The what's the guy? The Magic for Humans.
Oh, Justin.
Justin, yeah. Because there's a bit in there. Wow. Oh, okay. Because there's a clip in that has my boys in hysterics, and it looked like your filthy hand. The Magic for Susans, where he says, "Now it's time, Magic for Susans," and it would just freeze frame on a woman looking very, very uncomfortable and zoom in, and it just kind of had your vibe about
it.
Yeah,
well.
They're ripping you off, man.
By each other.
they're
ripping me off, man.
Exactly. I mean, go and kick some ass. What were you filming today?
Well, I don't really have a job right now, so I just make little videos on Instagram.
Yeah.
I think you might have tweeted one yesterday. And last November, I did something called Videovember, where I made a video every single day on Instagram. And, some of them were kind of crappy. So can you swear on here?
We can say crappy and we can do like maybe two shits, but that's it.
Oh my god.
And that's one of them is gone now.
Okay.
So that...
you've done another.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, anyway, I was just That's what I do now. I just make Instagram videos for free. That's my job.
I'm being asked by Isaac on Twitter, ask if he's going to do another sit on you video. The world needs it.
I'm not, no.
Good. Well, good. That's actually you told Isaac.
That's pretty much a Tim and Eric video. But that bit was written by my friend Eric Fensler.
Right, okay. We have...
I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah, I know the name. Anyway. We have kind of... I say a mutual friend. It's someone I've not seen for probably about 15, 20 years. A guy called Max Tundra. You know Max. You know Ben.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Ben is one of my good mates.
Ben, for those that know, Max Tundra is a brilliant remixer and musician. We were playing the Daphne and Celeste stuff about 6 months ago. He did all of that. And Ben, I used to know Ben because he was friends with Carvus, who was in a band called Monsoon Bassoon, and they were friends with Cardiacs, and it was all kind of a slightly incestuous music circle. And then I was listening to your podcast from a while ago, actually, and Max Tundra popped up. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think I might have had him on there twice. That's one of those crazy things. I was a fan of his music for like years, and then I don't know what happened. I think maybe Twitter happened or something.
Yeah.
And then it turns out he knew who I was, and we were like fans of each other. And I'm like, wow, like that's cool. Like, I don't know. I didn't think he would be a fan of mine because he's so brilliant.
he is a genius.
What I mean?
Next, I haven't spoken to him for years and years, but next time you see him, say hello. I'll tweet him. I'll tweet him because that's the beauty of Twitter. You do live shows, right? And I've heard you mention the live shows. What do you do in the live show? And I know you've opened for Tim and Eric, and I know you've just done some dates recently, including at the sparsely attended Drunken Unicorn. But I heard you talking about it on Tim's show, and just no one turned up. But what is your live show? What happens in it?
Okay, well, I do stand-up comedy as a DJ. So I have a sampler and like a chaos pad, which is like an effects pad. I do... jokes, pretty mostly like one-liner kind of jokes.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the punchline is a sound effect or like a clip of a song.
Yeah.
Or I change my voice and I go to a different character and I turn into an evil different version of myself.
Yeah.
Or it's basically like stand up with sound effects and beats. And it's like loud and obnoxious.
See that description, so stand up with sound effects and beats. I'm in, man, because I can't bear... I don't go to comedy at nights anymore unless it's something different, like Neil Hamburger last year. Because why would you want to go and see five white guys, middle-aged guys, going, the thing about Trump, let me tell you about Brexit, the thing about Brexit is... Who wants to see that? Yeah. I want to see something with a little bit of beats in. I want beats...
I mean, me too.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, I'm Jamie East. Now, as well as being on Talk Radio every afternoon between 1 and 4pm, I've just started a brand new podcast that I wanted to tell you about. It's called Talk Film. We've got interviews with the big stars like Martin Freeman, Tandy Newton, Josh Brolin, loads of them. And also all of the reviews of the week's big releases. There's a new episode every Thursday, available through Apple Podcasts and your favourite podcast app. Just search for Talk Film and give it a whirl. If you like it, please hit that subscribe button.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Well, I first started trying stand-up just like for fun about 2005. And then before that, I was trying to be like I was trying to be Aphex Twin, but I was like no good at it. But yeah. I had some gear and yeah. I messed around with some, like, I was okay at DJing, and I was like, I had some jokes, but I was okay at that.
Yeah.
But then when I put them together, it was like, well, then it's twice as good as okay. And then it was like pretty good.
Okay. So okay times two is pretty good. That's the comedy math.
Okay times two is pretty good.
Okay. We can work with that. Yeah. I love Poundcast. I discovered you after Office Hours. You know, I think Tim Heidecker is a genius. You know, I was thrilled to have him on the show last year. And I think Office Hours, his podcast has great moments of just being a car crash, you know, when Skype is going wrong, but also has great moments of hilarity. And I loved what you do with your sound effects and your, I don't know if you're using a soundboard or if you're just getting clips off YouTube or how you're getting your clips. But I love that. I wondered if I could audition some of my sound clips for you to see if you want to buy any of them off me.
Oh, buy them. Okay. Well, yeah, let's hear them.
Okay, well, here's the first one. This is one of my favorites. I've had this one about 13 years. Here we go.
I've got a mouthful of sausage. I've got a mouthful of sausage.
It's an old lady saying, I've got a mouthful of sausage.
Yeah. How much is that worth? That's pretty good. I could definitely use that.
I can give you that for $5. It's Brexit, man. Okay, we're broke.
How many quid?
All right.
What is that, like £3?
That's £3, mate.
Ian, do him a bundle. He's told you he's not working at the moment.
All right, I do. Here's British former politician George Galloway.
You're a fanny. You're a fanny.
Saying that you're a fanny. let me see. Here's someone.
My name is Khan.
That's one of my old callers saying my name is Khan. And we have a whole board of a guy called Dave from Luton. This is Dave from Luton.
Who the hell is Ginger Baker? I've done a little garden. What are you beefing on about? Oh, are you up, Paul?
So, I don't know if any of those are any good to you, Doug.
I like the fanny one, but what does fanny mean over there?
Fanny means vagina.
It means a lady garden.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that means something different over here.
Fanny means like ass over there, doesn't it? Because I remember seeing Neil Diamond in concert in the 80s, and Neil Diamond said, everybody, get up and shake your fannies.
Oh my God.
And the whole audience went, what the hell?
Shake my what now?
This is By the way, I just tried, during the news, the Kiss are doing their last tour, right? And I go through a love-hate relationship with Kiss. And I just tried to buy tickets, two tickets, to see Kiss, right? Get this, Doug.
Uh-huh.
The cheapest tickets, I clicked two tickets and the total said £843. £843, that's like $1,200 for two tickets for Kiss.
Isn't that the amount that Gene Simmons was doing, like, private box giving thing? Yeah, didn't he have, like, a box set that he was delivering in person?
That was $50,000.
Oh, right, okay.
If you wanted the Gene Simmons box set delivered.
What does that get you at the Kiss concert?
That gets
just,
you
just ticket, the show?
That gets you tickets to see Kiss.
Yeah.
And that's it.
One free pint? That's it.
No
that's
pints.
It. No, you get tickets to see Kiss. You get tickets to see half of Kiss and two other people wearing Kiss makeup badly playing Detroit Rock City.
And you get to not be able to afford to eat for 3 months.
That's it, man. Imagine that. $1,200 to see Kiss. They can get
You actually like Kiss?
Well, here I my favourite group is the Monkees, right? I love the Monkees. And then I kind of got into Kiss, ironically. I bought a book about them for $1 at an airport years ago. And I was reading it and thinking, I don't know any of these songs. I'm going to buy a greatest hits. And, you know, so I listened to it. And eventually I thought, this is like better than Led Zeppelin.
Wow, you learned to love them.
This is the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Now, I've met Gene Simmons, and he's a dick, and I really dislike him immensely. But, I like Kiss, Doug. I like Kiss. What's your problem with that, man? Deal with it.
Okay. I'll just keep my mouth shut.
I'm taking you. No, go on. You're not a fan of Kiss.
Well, I mean, I've never. Every time I hear them, I mean, okay, they don't look like they sound, and that bothers me. Like, they look like they're going to be like hardcore devil worshipping.
Yeah.
You know, heavy rock. And then you listen to them, and it's like, we're going to rock and roll, honey. And it's cheesy.
It's corny, man. It's cheesy.
Fanny music.
Fanny music. My fanny is offended.
Fanny music.
You leave it out.
We just had the guest. This is the kind of show you're on, Doug. The guest before you is a lady who's had her vagina bleached. Imagine that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
What part of the vagina was bleached?
The inside.
In and out.
The in and the out was done. And and her boyfriend loved it.
I bet he couldn't say he didn't after all that effort had been made.
anyway. Listen. So you do the podcast Poundcast, which is delightful and is slightly shambolic again, which we like because this show is shambolic, as you may have noticed. How long have you been doing that for ages? You're on like episode 160 or something, aren't you?
Over 100 episodes, but you know, I don't do it as consistently as I should. But if I did, it would be like, we'd be at like hundreds of episodes. We'd be like 500 episodes deep if I did it every week or something.
Yeah.
But it's just like, that's one of those things, you know, I just like to do many, many things. I like to do a podcast. I like to do music. I like to do videos. I like to, sometimes I'll edit. I think that's just how I like to work, is like, if I just did one thing, I would be bored of that one thing.
Yeah.
And then that work, whatever that one thing is, would suffer because I would just be upset that I had to do it. Only that one thing.
And Poundhouse. Poundhouse was a series, like a short sort of mini series, little 5-minute episodes that you did a few years ago. And it's delightful and it's weird. And it reminds me a little bit of Mr. Show with David Cross and Bob Odenkirk. And it's just, it's uncomfortable. I really like uncomfortable silences in comedy. Are you doing any more of those?
We made one episode.
Yeah.
And because, okay, the first, those three, we did three seasons of that. And for those three seasons, we had funding. We had a web sort of internet channel that gave us a budget.
Yeah.
And we don't have that anymore.
Right. Okay.
So we just made one ourselves. You know, they don't cost much money to make, so we just made one for fun. But it is called, it's a season, we call it season 1.5.
Okay.
So it takes place within season one. It's kind of like one-off episodes that could take place within season one.
Oh, okay. So you've gone back in time, a prequel, right? Okay. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how do you, but here's the thing, man, because I think you're brilliant, and it breaks my heart to hear you say that you haven't got any work or anything. And you know, I'm all for artistic people doing stuff off their own bat and making stuff. I also think, you know, artists should be paid for their work, and it would be great. Do you do Patreon? Do you do crowdfunding or anything like that?
Yeah, I have a Patreon, but yeah, it feels kind of weird just saying, hey, give me free money. But, you know, I was thinking maybe we could crowdfund a season of Poundhouse or something like that. But, you know, that does feel a little weird, but I don't know.
That's funny.
I'm into it. You know what? I have an idea.
Go on.
Why don't you, do you know any TV executives at Channel 4?
Oh, man, I know all of the TV executives. I swear to God, 20 years ago, I was huge at Channel 4. I own that place.
You know them all. They all refuse to have you in their office.
Oh,
now.
They won't talk to me anymore, but I know them.
Okay, well, maybe you're the wrong person, but, you know, I'm ready to make the move. I'll go to London. I have one friend there. You know, Max Tundra could be my one friend, and then we'll do a show. We'll do Poundhouse. It'll be a show about this guy who moves to London and how are things different for him.
Yeah.
Think of all the crazy adventures you could get involved with. Have you ever done any shows over here?
No, I'm saying I love all the like a lot of the shows that I saw that I've seen that come out of there are like some of my favorite stuff. Like all the stuff Chris Morris did.
Yes.
Is that his name? Yeah, it's like jam and the day-to-day and brass eye and, you know, look around you, those guys.
Yeah, Peter Serafinowicz and Robert Popper, yeah.
Exactly. And what's the other show, Snuffbox? I mean, there's like, you guys have more interesting, I don't know, like, I think you guys, like, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, I think you... There's a lot of more like risk taking or something.
Well, you say that. I don't know, but we kind of think the same about you because we look at things like Tim and Eric and Steve Brule and stuff like that and go, well, that's where it's happening over there. You know, that's the. I mean, I listened to Tim and Eric a while ago now, but you know, that's the kind of cool stuff. So, seriously, man, come over, stay at Max Tundra's. When he gets bored, you can sleep in my spare room. Well, I know people okay. We can call in for favors. We can make a show for free, man. Come and do it.
All right, let's do it.
There we go. That's that.
Is that sorted? That's as easy as that.
And what's funny what's interesting is when we came and did this radio show over in New York a while ago, and we met loads of podcasters and comedians and things like that, you are the first American we've spoken to that has been slightly embarrassed to say, yeah, I've got a Patreon and this is it. You know, all the podcasters we met were like, yeah, I just want to say I've got Patreon, and if you go to my website, you can buy my T-shirts, and the T-shirts fund the shows. And
tell you something, though. I remember Kemda from Keith and the Girl says that she longs for the day when she no longer has to hustle.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess tiring, I imagine.
The hustle is a drag.
Well, okay, look, here's my Patreon.
Do it.
Patreon.com/DougPound with two G's.
Yeah, we go.
Outrageous. You're asking us for free money.
You want to support me as an artist? You can sign up there. And if you do follow me on Patreon, you're going to get exclusive content.
Here we go.
You can't see anywhere
else.
Here
we go.
Beautiful.
Clips that are not unreleased content.
That you've not thought of yet. Great.
No. That's what I do every month. Today's the first of the month. I'm going to have to upload something. At the first of the month, I forgot to do it today. But yeah, at the first of the month, I usually put some exclusive stuff up there. So there is, it's not just, you know, you're not just giving me money for nothing. You get a little something in return.
I found it and I'm going to tweet the hell out of it. And also he's not giving money for nothing.
No, it's not.
You're working and you're creating, man. And one of the problems with the internet now is that I can get a band's entire back catalog for free from a torrent site, or, you know, everyone expects everything to be free and they forget that making comedy and making films and making music and writing music and writing blogs and writing articles and books and things, that takes time and that takes skill, you know, and we should pay artists for the work that they do.
Yeah, I think what happens now is, you know, people like me, maybe we make a bunch of free content and then a bunch of people like it. And then if a bunch of people around the world are liking it, they'll come to the live show.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And then
that's
where you sell the tickets for $1,500.
Wow, wowzers!
Like
Kiss
does.
That's what Kiss are doing. Man, crap of theirs I bought. They should be giving me money. Doug, it's so nice to talk to you, man. Honestly, I'm so glad that I kind of fell down the Tim Heidecker rabbit hole, and we've discovered great people like Greg and Neil Hamburger and you. And, you know, I hope you get paid a shedload of money someday.
I also have to thank you as well for putting Enigma's Return to Innocence back in my mind after about 25 years. What a beautiful moment.
It was a lovely moment.
Yeah, that's two wet crew. Yeah.
That's right. I loved it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We love you, Doug. And listen, anytime you want to plug anything or anything, send me a tweet, come on the show. You'd be very, very welcome, man.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for having me. And I'll see you in London when I move there shortly.
See you next week, man. Thanks a lot. Take care, Doug. Bye-bye.
Bye, Doug.
That's DJ Doug Pound. I'm going to tweet all of his Patreon and all of that stuff. And because, you know, it's not stuff for free. It's people put in work and effort and things like that. 0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.